So the next thing is to inspect the property. Inspect the property. If the investment looks good on paper after you've done your analysis, it is time to do an inspection of the property. You can visit the property and use the property inspection report form, which is in the manual that you have. You use this form to document the results of your inspection. It has a checklist of all the things you want to inspect. You can also use the property rehabilitation form in addition to the inspection form to document all the repairs and renovations that may have to be done on the property. Now, if there are any repairs that you notice that need to be done, you will need to have an estimate of the cost of repair and use it as a bargaining chip when you make a solid offer on the property. The seller can either discount the cost of the repairs for you from the price of the property or do the repairs himself before handing over the property to you. So basically, with the inspection, you are looking out for the state of the building itself to see if there are any obvious faults and any hidden faults in the building. It is the same property evaluation, the same property inspection form that a professional inspector will use to look at the property after you've put in a contract. When we talk about contracting, you will see that you need to put a provision in the contract that allows you to send a professional to inspect the property for you. But before ever you do that, you also want to be able to have a fair idea what the inspector will see. So when you go out to see it for the first time, you go with that inspection form and use the checklist to look at everything, the electricals, the basements, leakages in the basement, the roof, the chimney, the kitchen, the doors and windows, and a whole lot of things that you want to look at, and it helps you to remember all of them. You also go with the rehabilitation form, the renovation form, that helps you to know the things that may have to be fixed and the pricing for those things. And then when you find things that have to be fixed, you use it as a bargaining chip to negotiate with the seller. And when you put in your final offer contract, you mention all those items, and the seller will either give you a discount or fix them before you take over.